another episode of Don't Settle Pedal. I'm here. I'm in a new space. I'm on a new table and chairs, courtesy of Mother. And it's making a lovely podcast desk for me. So thank you very much. I am back home now for the summer. Left my little halls, left my little student accommodation. Back home for the summer, just having like some work on, doing some casual acting jobs here and there to keep me busy. Other than that though, looking forward to starting the new semester again and starting a brand new course and all the rest of it. I've had a new tattoo. I'm feeling myself. So yeah, this episode though, I'm bringing on a friend. Unfortunately, he can't be with me today. He is in Chichester and obviously I'm in the land of Dudley, so we are doing it all via Zoom call. However, I thought it would be a really good time to release a podcast on the budgeting side and the financial side of university. And it was one thing that I really struggled with when starting, going from a full-time wage with a big fat whack of money for me to just spend on whatever I want to absolutely going to nothing and being skint, and trying to, you know, find a job and just trying to budget for the whole year. And Connor, who I'm bringing on, who's going to be in this episode, he was very much in a similar situation to me. So hopefully you'll get my side, you'll get his side, and we can kind of just evaluate, discuss, and if you are looking at starting university, maybe it'll be of some use to you as well. So without further ado, let's get into the episode, and yeah, I hope you enjoy. Okay, everybody, so I'd like you all to welcome the man, the myth, the legend of University of Chichester, Connor Haynes.
Yes!
He's here.
Howdy. Greetings, everyone. How are you?
Oh, hail, Connor Haynes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank
the
you.
Lord. The Lord of Chichester.
I'm here.
So if you don't know me, you probably know Connor, and that's why you're on this podcast, because hopefully you should.
I definitely got requested to be on here. I didn't force anything.
Yeah, not that you begged me to come on it or anything.
No.
So me and Connor, we met first year of uni. We're not even in first year of uni anymore.
We're not. We're in second. It's so weird. It feels like it's gone so fast. Like we're supposed to still be in first year. But we've, you know, now in July, oh no, June, end of June, and like in a few more months, we'll be second year.
I know, but hasn't it gone so quick from just like the initial process of applying and like meeting everybody on the group chats and everything?
Well, I literally remember last year I applied in like February because I was like, I was so eager. I wanted to get out of my job. And I was like, got there in February, and then they were like, hey, we like you to join these Facebook Messenger group chats so you can like be friends. I was like, yeah, because I don't have any.
Why
friends.
Are you American?
I don't know. That's what I feel like University of Chichester will be.
Hey guys, come on the group chats, make those of friends.
Yeah, because you feel like you don't have any friends until now.
Yeah, no. Literally, man. No, so me and Connor, we did study the same course, but we're both doing different courses next.
We are.
So we initially did a year on acting for film and musical theatre at University of Chai, also known as Chichester Conservatoire. Connor, you're going to do cabaret, aren't you?
I will be, yes, next year. Going to cabaret.
Are you happy about that?
I'll be honest. I was very excited, but I've lost a tiny bit because of like just when I got my grades back in, I did very well in first year with the acting for film side, and I was okay.
Yeah.
But I'm still happy and I still want to do loads of stuff for cabaret. Yeah. It's just, well, let me do it. And if they don't, then I can move back if I want to. But then that's all the hassle moving back.
There is, but at least, you know, you're just trying something different. And you wouldn't have wanted to try something different if your heart wasn't in it in the first place. But I know what you mean, because I'm going straight onto the straight acting film program. Mm-hmm. And when I had my dance and singing grades back, I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit surprised now, because I didn't think I'd do as well as what I did, especially in the singing. I was quite shocked at my singing grade.
We were in the same room when we were practicing it, and you were, and I was like, bloody hell, she's really good.
I mean, I love acting, and I pride my acting over anything, to be honest.
What did you get in your acting?
Which acting? Are we talking about the
acting? Okay, we'll do MT acting first, and then we'll do AFF.
Okay, well, my MT acting, I did a monologue on quiche. I don't know if I told you about it.
No, you said you did a monologue, but not. I didn't know it was on quiche.
It was about quiche, and I bought a quiche, Lorraine, from Tesco's. And I'm not going to go into the full monologue, but the monologue was basically metaphorically talking about this quiche, kind of like sex. So I got this quiche, and I was, like, orgasming with this quiche. And the quiche was, like, everywhere all over the room. And I got a first in that. So I was pretty chuffed. So good old Alistair give me a first.
Yeah, if you got, like, a 40, they'll be like, I just did my whole sex life over a bloody quiche.
Yeah, literally, I've just orgasmed with a quiche for a 40. Like, it's not happening, mate. And to be honest, I can't remember what I got in the acting.
In what, you know.
I think it was, like, a 2-1, 2-2, 2-1, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 2-2. I think I got like a 50 something.
Yeah, I got that as well. I got like 50.
It was a silent bomb, wasn't it?
Oh no, yeah, it was weird, because it was. So my one was about my dad and my dad.
Just for context, everybody, our assessment was we had to be filmed for 2 minutes reacting to something, and we couldn't speak, so we were just silently reacting. That's what we got graded on, so proceed.
it was the brilliant of doing nothing and getting graded. But yeah, mine was basically like my dad had a heart attack when I was like 11-12 years old, and I was doing that, and she was like, you don't have to. I was like, but I'm like an actor that takes real events and
actually happened.
Yeah my dad had a heart attack, so
fuck, okay. Well,
sorry, guys, a bit deep now.
Oh, a bit deep. Carry on.
But I used that, and I was like, do you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. And then I did this like completely different thing. And then she was like, I like the other idea. So I did it. And then I got like, I think I got like a 50 odd something. But for my monologue, so contacts, my monologue is about young dads in prison. I'm not a dad.
Can you relate? You're a young dad in prison, aren't
you, I'm your dad. No, so it was about a young prisoner. And then these like people from the education came into this prison, and they said, hello, we want to help you. And then their experiment was they bring like the wives and the fathers in to talk to.
Okay.
Which didn't throw very well. And this one of the guy that I was doing, he was like, pretty much the wife was like leaving him, thinking that she was pregnant. She was like, you're not going to be the dad for this child. You don't deserve it. But then the dad was like, I want to do everything I can, but I feel useless in this prison, and he doesn't want to be like his dad. And then I got first as well. I got 70.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Look at us, little first queens.
I was
both
like,
leaving East the theatre.
Woo!
We're both really good at it, but we're like,
nah,
fuck it off. Anyway, let's get actually onto what we have come on to discuss, and that is the budgeting and the financial side of being a student. And I think it's quite fitting for the time of year, because this time last year, obviously, we were kind of like just waiting to start, and we were prepping everything, and we were probably like doing our student loans and looking at where we were going to be living. I think we kind of found out this time last year where we were living.
It was, so like they still send me emails saying apply for your accommodation, even though I'm second year.
All right.
So it was roughly this time where they're like, the portal was open, because I remember last year where everyone was like waiting, like waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to get on this portal, and you have to wait for like 30 minutes to get onto it.
Yeah.
And we ended up in Stockbridge.
Yeah. And I think if you are looking at coming, even if it's not this year, but even if you are like, so you've secured your uni place and you kind of feel a little bit anxious about your finance side of it, I think we've got a good upper hand because we both worked full time before becoming students as well. So it was probably a little bit harder for us because we were earning a full-time whack of cash. And then we've literally had to go to...
And it's all gone.
And being skimmed. So that's kind of what I want to touch base on first. Like, how did you find going from full-time work to literally nothing?
It was a relief.
It was a relief.
Absolutely.
What did you do? What did you do for your full-time job?
So my full-time job, I worked in a pub.
Okay.
And I've been working in pubs for at least like 5 years now. So okay. I was 15 working my first job. I
also You're 21 worked. Now, yeah?
21 now. Mm-hmm. And then 15, I say 5 years. Five. So I used to work two jobs after like college and all that. And then, so basically what it was college offered me a foundation year.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to go to university. And they were like, do this this 1 year course, you know, it might benefit of like a taste of uni. I was like, fine, but I was still working.
Mm-hmm.
And then did this course and then went to full-time work after that. And I became a chef.
Yeah.
A product. I want to say by my heart, a product manager with food.
But why did you
basically I did it anyway, but without a role.
Okay. Project manager. Yeah.
Bartender, waiter, and I did customer service with a small shop as well.
Okay.
It was fun. I was doing 60 hours a week. 60 hours a week, yeah.
Okay. So you were splashing the cash then?
I was splashing the cash. I used to make like, see, I was on minimum wage back when I was on $6.50.
Yeah.
Which was fun. So I wasn't all...
It's crap, isn't it, man? Minimum wage shit.
I don't understand it. Like, I have all this experience and they were about to offer me assistant manager role.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got a uni.
Yeah, that's like, how they get away with it, though.
There you go. But, I used to earn loads. I used to earn loads of money, but I didn't have a social life. I didn't have friends. I had no friends back then.
Yeah.
The only friends I had was probably Raimondo, who's 80 now. I saw him last night. I went to the old pub last night before I came here, and I saw him, and he was like, "You're right. So you still work here?" So I'm like, "No, left. I left." It was hard from good old Raimondo. It was at a high of like working every day. I was shattered. I was, you know, didn't go to sleep. To this and coming back to it was really nice and a relief of just, you know, I thought it was weird for us too because we're very old people. Because you,
how old than you?
I know you're older than me. Weird. But it's weird.
The thing is, though, at home, I'm not old. I'm only old in Chichester.
you're the crown, like, goddess of this, you know, union.
I'm not even home, old, like, mate. I'm just old compared to everyone else. No, it's all right. It's fine. I'll take it. I still massively relive my youth with everybody. So
yeah, the nights that best you.
Exactly.
Exactly. But yeah, you think when you go to uni, everyone's like 18, 19, and they were like, "Are you 18?" It's like, "No, I'm like 20. And they were like,
And that's not even a big age gap.
No.
I was 4 years older than everyone coming in, but I don't feel, I've never felt older, really. I think if I was like a bit of a hermit and I didn't like going out, then I would. But I like going out and drinking. So do all the 18-year-olds, so it's fine. But I think that was one of the hardest things for me because I was earning a full-time wage. I used to work in sales, so I was on commission as well. And I was, one of my main things was, if I'm going to uni, I know that my student loan is literally going to just about cover where we lived, so our halls of residence. So everything else I was going to have to fund myself. And because I was that little bit older, I didn't want to rely on my parents for them to have to fund me. And that was one of the main things. I was like, no, if I'm going, I don't want to be that person to ask for money. And I don't like asking for money anyway. Like, I think because I have worked since I've been 18 in full-time jobs, I always just think, oh, okay, well, because I'm now a uni student, I don't want to have to be like, Mom, Dad, I've got no money. Like, And that was the one thing for me that I was like, well, I'm just going to have to get a job like straight away. But when did you start working when you come down to Chichester?
So
did you have a couple of months off?
No. This is another thing about me. I hate doing nothing. I'm not a person that kills. So I was like, so I'm the first person in my family to go to university. My dad is a self-employed gardener. My mum is a nursery teacher. My sister got into a university, but she didn't take it. She's gone to do teaching as well. So I was the first person. I've got to show my family proud. But got in there. I was like, oh, I took a, you know, did freshers week, got to know you lot.
Yeah.
And then I was like, shit, I brought 800 quid with me. No, that went through freshers. That was gone. That was gone. So I realised.
I had my last whack of pay and then that was it, because the student finance I got coming in went straight back out again.
Yeah.
As soon as the deposit went through for where we lived, for the halls.
You're looking at it, you're like, oh, lovely. Little,
I got loads of money,
Gone. They're like, we'll take that, thanks. Like, all right. But so I work at Zizi's, if anyone knows.
Yeah, he does. The Italian god. Serving up his pizzas.
So I applied in October. Because I realised, oh, I don't have enough money. And then same as you, I don't, because I've been working so much, I assume that I have to pay for it myself.
Yeah.
And my mum was very generous of paying half of my shopping each week. So that was something, and I took that in advance. So I applied for a few jobs. I applied for a few pubs, which was, again, from my background, but they weren't hiring at any time. So I was like, right, I have to go bigger. I have to go for a bigger fish. So I went for restaurants.
Yeah.
And Zizi's phone, because I remember, so you know Shanice. So me and Shanice was walking out from a lecture. She gets a phone.
Shanice is our other friend, guys. How long did she last at Zizi's? 2 weeks.
I'll have had three.
3 weeks. She likes partying, Shanice. She does. And
party. Which are fair enough. I'll tell you the reason why she left in a minute. So she got a phone from Zizi. So I got an interview. I've got a job. I was like, brilliant. 10 seconds later, I get a phone call.
Ah.
And it's the same guy saying an interview. Okay. And our interviews were back. So we used to work to each other. But the manager at the time, Shanice didn't like him.
Right.
He was a bit creepy weepy.
Oh, creepy weepy, the manager at the time.
With his pizzas. So she left. She was like, I can't work with him. I was like, I'm gone. And she used to have a party. Yeah, she used to have to do a party too.
Yeah.
Because you work at Bill's.
Yes. So I also work in restaurant. But I got that job in August.
So you were already ahead.
Yes. Well, I say I got the job. I got a trial in August. Because with restaurants and stuff, if you do apply for that sort of thing, they are going to get you in for a trial just to see how you work.
It's
more so than an interview. But because I was so fucking like, oh my God, I'm not going to have any money when I go there, I was literally applying for jobs all through summer, even though I know I wasn't going to be in Chichester until September.
Yeah.
So I was just applying for different things, and people were calling me and saying, like, can you come in for trials? And I was like, well, I can't really. I'm just like prepping myself for September.
Just preparing.
Yeah. So one of the managers at Bill's said, do you want an interview? And I said, yeah. So she did like a Zoom call with me. And I just said, look, I'm coming down in September, but I know for a fact I'm not going to be able to afford to live unless I have a job. So that's why I'm doing it now. And she said, okay, we'll get you booked in for a trial, like as soon as you get here. So I had my trial at Bill's in Freshers Week, like the same week I got in Chai. Wow. So I literally just had the trial and they were like, yeah, you can start. So I started literally the first week in Chai. There's a dog barking. Can you hear?
I love it.
Yeah. So I literally started the first week. So luckily for me, I was earning pretty much straight away.
Well, yeah.
But again, it's like your hours and stuff. Loads of employers want you to know your availability, and you don't know your availability when you come straight to uni because, well, you're literally like, well, I don't know my timetable. Nothing's being handed out. So
it's annoying because they were like, right, so what's your availability? And you're like, you just got to uni. You want to join societies. You want to do shows, or you want to go out. And they're like, well, I could do weekends. And then, you know, because I was doing shows, so I'd have to let them know the dates. And it was like, going back for it, it was like, I hardly worked. And like, if I wanted to do, like, for next year, if I go do cabaret, I can't work through the week because my hours are going to be extremely high.
Yeah, they're long, aren't they?
And I'm coming from home to come here. So I'm driving an hour. To go, so like this weekend I'm working in Chai and then go home in on like Sunday, Monday. And
then are you still working then?
Working, yeah.
At ZZ's?
Yeah, because I'm the only bartender, so I have to look after the bar on my own. I still come down weekends.
Oh my god. See, I left Bill's because, well, I live miles away anyway. Yeah, but I did say to them, like, obviously I'm coming back in September, and a lot of places will be understanding, like, obviously you don't, when you are at uni, if you're not from the area, like, you're gonna have times where you're gonna go home for long periods of times, and a lot of uni towns I feel are quite considerate of that and are very much like, okay, well, if you are gonna leave, then just give us a call when you come back. And that's kind of what Bill said to me. They were like, if you're gonna go home, like, we can't really just keep your job waiting for you, but give us a text when you're coming back and we'll see what we've got. So they are quite understanding of it, and I think you've just got to find the right place that's going to work with you and what you kind of want to work, what hours you want to work, because your availability just changes all the time, and that's the hard thing. Like you said, if you do societies and you do different shows, like if you are in a performing arts course, but even if you're in a sports club, like there's loads of times throughout the week where we know that the sports clubs train and they have matches on weekends and stuff like that, so it and doesn't even matter what course you do.
Like, it's doing the society, you think, oh, it's not gonna be that much money.
You have to pay for the societies as well.
The money goes in and comes back out again.
Yeah, so like, I know with the cheerleading society, we paid well over probably £200 this year. And that's for loads of different things, but £300. We've paid a lot to be in cheer. It's one of those things. If you want to do stuff, you're gonna have to fund it, and if you're gonna fund it, you have to work. But then obviously everyone is in a different position, because some people are more fortunate than others. Some people come from a more wealthier background. I know I'm not from a wealthy background.
Hey, not here. I'm working hard.
Literally, like, we're not paupers, but
no. We're not like, you know, on the street.
And my mum and dad both work. However, you know, how the whole student loan thing works is, just because my mum and dad earn so much doesn't mean that they've got X amount of money to give me to fund me for the whole year. Like, it doesn't work like that. But obviously some people are in different positions. Some people get higher student loan than others. So it just depends whether you can work or not and how you want to balance it.
Mine don't really earn that much.
Yeah.
You know, because they earn a certain amount. So my money was quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends, because I come from a background, I was like, I don't want to stay and do nothing. I want to come and work. I want to earn money. I want to because I'm still working, because they were worried that I was going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they don't want me to leave. I was like, I'll come back. But because of all the new restaurants opening, and they were like, oh, well, we want you, because I had a job offer from the Ivy.
Ah, okay.
And they were like, we'll come up for you. And I'm like, I feel comfortable where I want to go. So, yeah, it depends. It depends.
Yeah, it does depend. But I think that is one of the hardest things about uni is your finances and how much everything costs when you do go to uni. Like, I was shocked at the expense of everything. And I have lived on my own before. Like, don't get me wrong, I've lived on my own. But it's different when you live on your own and you work full time, because you've got that extra income to fund yourself. And obviously it was only me. I haven't got a family or anything like that. Yeah. But when you go to living on your own, when you don't have any money and you work part time and you're literally scavenging like as many hours as you can, sometimes you get more hours, sometimes you get less hours. I found that really hard when trying to run a car, food shopping, and like, yes, it was my choice to bring my car to Chichester. However, public transport, to get home, nah, right off. See ya. I've been spoiled by driving. I've been spoiled. Literally, I don't walk anywhere. I don't walk anywhere. And it's really not that far from where we live. Me and Connor lived in the same halls of residence. And it was like half an hour walk, 25-minute walk to uni. Nah, once I bought my car, skirting on off.
5 minutes.
I'd unless see Connor walking on the road, I'd pull in, I'd be like, Connor, get in the whip, quick.
I was like,
Connor, get in the car, quick. Standing on the side.
We have the same
road.
Car, don't we? We have the same car.
Yes, me and Connor do have the same car.
Yeah. But I didn't bring my car because I was quite smart. I was like, because it's the same as you, I pay a lot. And
yeah, it is a lot when you first start driving. Like, I pay a lot less now compared to when I first started, but
it's extortionate. I pay £40 a month now.
£40?
Yeah, insurance now. Yeah.
Really? I think I pay
my no claims
16, maybe something.
Well, not anymore, but
no claims. You've had a crash, have you?
No.
When?
So. Last week, actually.
What happened? Was it bad?
It wasn't bad. No. It was a minor collision, really.
A minor collision.
So, one of the roads, basically, I was pulling out, like, from the, so both of their sides were parking. So, it's like one, like, small strip road, okay. Like, to share, like, that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was coming out, but there was a white van behind me, has door open, so I thought no cars were going to be in front because he had his door open, people would slow down, everything. No, think of that. I scraped someone's car very badly. My car is fine, I still got it. His it's got all my paint on it.
Oh,
just
no.
To show my like signature.
What color car have you got?
I got a silver one.
Oh, you got a silver Micra.
Silver Nissan Micra.
Colin drives a Micra. Such a girly car.
Right, it goes me everywhere.
What's it called?
I was Mary.
Mary.
Mary the Micro.
And I've got Valerie. So Mary and Valerie, they might be friends next year.
They might be lovers.
They might be lovers. Mm.
The car lovers.
Lesbians. Oh. Ah, someone ringing my door.
Hello?
Bear with.
All right. Oh my God. Who was it?
We had new carpet delivered and fitted the other day. So the guy has like made a rug with the extra carpet. Freak.
Oh.
What a cutie.
That's so cool, isn't it?
What a cutie patootie. Okay. Where was we?
We were the cars. Car crowd.
Oh, we're on about lesbian lovers, the cars.
Oh yes, cars. Then we got Matt lesbian lovers.
Yeah. But these are all extra costs, obviously, that you need to think of and consider. And you know, it's all good and well me bringing my car to uni, but again, what if I have a crash? Then you've got to pay for your MOT. Then you've got to pay for the absolute abomination that is the cost of petrol at the moment.
Oh my God, don't tell me about it. It's
£1.88 like by me. What is
oh
it?
Oh no, £1.93.
No.
Yeah.
£1.93?
Yeah.
Maybe I should bring my car to uni.
so I get paid monthly and I don't get paid in the next week or week and a half.
Yeah.
I just paid my full tank to get here, roughly like 50, 60 quid.
Yeah. No.
I have £19 left. I've spent like 200 quid this month with petrol. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It used to be, like for my parents, it used to be 93p.
Yeah, I know.
A litre. And now it's for us, it's like added another pound on it.
Yeah, and literally.
Like,
what? It's fucking
horrific. Oh, your wages go up and you think, oh, I'll get more money. But then everything else goes up. So it doesn't. And that's another thing that you ought to think of if you, again, you live on your own, you live with your partner, or you live in student homes, you got a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You got all your prescription, your subscriptions. You pay Spotify, Apple Music.
But I know Netflix. You weren't meant to say prescriptions then, but even prescriptions.
Oh my god, prescriptions!
If you're fucking ill, don't bother with a prescription. It's about a fucking tenner.
I could tell you a funny story actually. So I had tonsillitis for uni.
I had it like about four times. I think
I've had it. It's the lover's kiss, apparently. But it was. I know. but I had it and I had to travel all the way to Bognor. So Gracie, she got me a car, she drove me all the way.
Yeah.
Carl, and I scammed my way out of not paying. I just said I was a uni student.
Yeah, but even if I say I'm a uni student, they say you still got to pay.
But back in my village, they were like, oh no, you don't have to pay because you're a uni student. When I had to get a prescription over.
I've literally said to them, oh no, I don't have to pay, I'm a uni student. They're like, no, you do have to pay.
It's weird. So she was like, oh, okay, no worries. So I got out without paying 9 quid.
Maybe I just like make something up.
Just say, sorry, I must.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Man, I will die if I don't have this.
I can't hear you. What did you say? I just need my prescription.
Sorry. Run.
Okay, so the last thing that I kind of want to touch base on is just the prices of our student accommodation and also the prices of our student houses that we are about to move into and how we are looking at funding that ourselves. And of course, every different student town, they're going to be different costs of houses.
Of course, yes.
And of course, yes.
Of course. It's all different than this.
And
paper.
I think also like the standard of house you're willing to live in as well.
Yeah.
That does all reflect on the price. But the one thing I will say is anyone looking at going to rent student accommodation, secure it as soon as you possibly can.
Do it quick.
Because, I mean, luckily for me, I secured it in November. When did you secure yours? Was it like the same
November.
Time?
So so I'm living with Jack Gunn, Adam, Gracie, Nicole, and Amy. So we were quite close at the time.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we'll live together. Mm-hmm. And there was a few issues as well of like they didn't say that we secured the house.
Okay.
So they were like, oh, we need the money. So it was a £609 deposit.
It's a lot in it.
And our rent is £525 without bills. But it is a very extremely nice house.
Is it? Where is it?
Apparently, no, it's in Grailingwell. So it's like near the hospital.
Ours is by the hospital.
Where's yours?
Baxendale.
Yeah, yours is in the next neighbourhood. Cross
the next neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
We're neighborhoods now. Yeah, ours is 510. So
is that with bills?
Yeah.
No. This is the thing, like so when we were like, oh, we'll live together. So Gracie was looking at the house and she looked for this one. She's like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah.
Then we looked at the bills and you're like, right, so it's £525 just for the room, and then including bills, it's going to be approximately up to £600.
It's maybe a lot. It is a lot. However, I think our student halls that we were in, we paid, I think it worked out to about £600 a month, didn't it?
Yes, it did, yeah.
And that was a shitty single ensuite room. It wasn't new or anything like that. It was old. And we paid the same amount as like the neighboring student halls, which was a brand new one. So this other one was the exact same price as ours, but they had a double bed. It was all brand new facilities, new kitchen with a living room and a TV, everything.
Cool table, yeah, like they got games room, book room.
We had no like nice common room to sit in. We had a common room between everybody who lived there, but not in your own flat. We literally just had table, chairs, very bog standard, wasn't it?
It was basic.
It was very basic. And it was fine, but when you're paying £600 a month for it, when you could be living in a really nice modern house, that's what I was like balancing it up with, because I didn't want to live in a shithole house, because I just didn't want to. I was like, well, I've just lived in this really small room for the whole year. I want a nice,
nice bedroom. Nice house now. I want a nice room. I want a nice, you know, and it was a thing that, it was basic. It was like, you know, some of the stuff was not even clean when you got there.
No, what you pay for, I'm sorry, but it's a lot of money. And I was looking at, obviously we go to Chichester, but I was looking at Manchester as well. And I had a recall for a drama school in Manchester, and I just was like, nah, I'm going to Chichester. But the student accommodation in Manchester City Centre, some of that was like £800, £900 a month. And it was nice, don't get me wrong, it wasn't bog standard, but I'm like, well, I could literally just about scavenge with my student loan money, the money for Stockbridge, where we lived. So how on earth was I ever going to live in Manchester?
So I had the same as you, but I had another offer for London Metropolitan to do theatre and film.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the accommodation there. Again, 800, a grand a month. But then you get your student loan when you're in London.
Cost. Yeah, you do get
your student loan goes up. It can go up to 12 grand.
Rather than 9. So,
but like, you get more money. But think of it like, if you've, because Chichester is the second place most expensive to live outside London. So Winchester, where I'm from, is the most. Mm-hmm. So it's like, because some people have actually, when they moved first year, they didn't do accommodations. I have a friend who does history, and she went straight into house.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know who these people were. She was like, I don't want to be in accommodation halls. I don't really like, you know, I've had friends where they've been really terrible. They've had like maggots and like rats and stuff in there, so they were that bad, and they were like, oh my god, we have the seagulls but we're near a beach. But
you can go for houses like that, and you are going to pay significantly less
money.
I was just like, well, am I going to be happy in a house like that? Probably not.
No.
I'd rather pay a little bit more.
But then some places are like 400 quid with bills included. But then some of them don't look as, you know, like the same.
They're like shitholes, Connor.
That's what I mean.
We went to look at a house, and it was all right. Like it was all right, but it was small, and it was a 4-bed house. And one of the rooms was just off the living room, and it was like a cupboard, and it got a double bed in it, but that's all you could get in that room. It was a double bed, and it was like, well, that's not going to be fair then, because you've got three massive bedrooms upstairs. Who's going to want to live in that little shitty cupboard? No one.
Yeah. And would they pay less?
Well, they'd probably pay less. It would be fair to pay less. But then it's like, do you really want to live in that little shitty room? Because you can just about walk in.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's how they get away with it. I guess it depends just how desperate you are. And
if you just want a room, a room's just a room, you're not going to live in it. Like, it's like you buy a house, you're like, that's your new home, because you've bought it.
Yeah.
But if it's just a room you're going to be in for the next year, because some people, you know, don't like living with their roommates and they want the change.
Yeah.
And they realise that later on in the year.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to get out of here. Sometimes it's because of the place, sometimes it's the other people. And they were like, well, I need to move. But for like, again, newcomers, it's weird, but do find people that you think they're good to live with. So usually like your flatmates that you live with first year, that's a good example. So again, you could live with your best friends, but then sometimes if you live with your best friends, they might be really bad to live with.
Mm.
They might be really messy, really lazy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That can ruin your relationship with it.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, it's weird to, you've met these people for at least 2 months from different places and you have to
decide.
Live with them.
Yeah, you've got to decide quick. And I think it's all just a learning curve, isn't it? And
yeah.
The only thing you can do is just go with it and go with the flow, and whoever you're going to live with, you're going to live with. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, then you're probably the only one in that position.
And also, since the COVID, this is what I'd like learn from, because I work at the university as well. I do student ambassador. They've told me like stuff because we've had double the students this year. So our year, usually it's like 2,500, but it's doubled because everyone's like enrolled a year. They kept their place, but they came at, you know, our year. So it was roughly doubled. So it was roughly 5,000 students. And most people don't have a house to live with because there's not many people and there's more students. So people are now living at Portsmouth. I know some people living in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
With one bed flat, doing 800 quid, including bills. And they have to, some of them drive, which is good. But then petrol costs, insurance.
Man, we've been lucky to secure a house. Yeah. But what's going to be difficult this time round is we are going to have to budget more sufficiently because if you haven't been to uni, what you won't know is when your student loan comes in, if you are living in halls of residence, it kind of works alongside your student loan. So you'll pay like an installment to live in your halls and then that will come out with your student loan money. Whereas now when you go into normal rented accommodation, you pay monthly. So you can't just blast all your money this time because you're going to have your monthly payments of like £500 plus. And even now I'm thinking like, fuck, I need to just try and get 500 quid from somewhere for the first payment that's going to come out.
Have you done your student finance?
I've done it again for this year.
This year.
I think it's, I don't know if it's the same or a little bit less than what it was last year. I think it's roughly the same. So
because your parents probably don't, you know, just have
it's roughly the same, but it's mine, I might just literally give it all to my mum when it comes in and just be like, can you just give me like the amount
that's actually a really good idea though, because like that is actually because that's really good. That's what I was thinking. I was like, so I have a savings account and I've saved up through years of life and I was like, right, I have a genius plan, mother. When it comes in,
mother,
I'll send this £3,000 over. So I move in August, but I don't get my maintenance loan until October. So I have to take
it in October.
Yeah. When do you get yours?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's October then.
Yeah, but I allow them to get in.
I'm sure it's
because second years start in October, so we get ours in October.
I know we start a little bit later this year.
Yeah, because new first years come in the end of September, so 20th, and then they have a week to themselves to settle in, and then the second years.
But I'm gonna want to come back for freshers.
Yes,
That's what I'm saying.
I'm there, like, hello.
Hi, freshers. Who's staying with you too? It's Stockbridge, because that was mine.
Who's living there?
I just say, you know, there's a house party. There's a flat party at BTC. Okay, everyone.
Oh, I remember that. I remember the first year. I got invited to a few, like, acting for film house parties. They were fun.
Yeah, but obviously we'll be in houses, so we can have proper house parties.
I'm not allowed them. It's in my tenancy that I'm not allowed.
Yeah, but they're not going to allow house parties, are they? You've got to be
I literally went through it and I was like, no parties in this premises because this is it's a neighborhood, so they have kids and family.
But we live on an estate with kids and families. We're deaf having our parties.
That's what I mean. If you get
families, out by September. I'm like, okay, I'm homeless now. I'm having to live in.
Oh,
I don't even know.
If you get a relationship with to the neighbours, excuse me, they might be fine. They might be fine.
Well, I think next to us, because we're a semi-detached three-story
posh. Oh, same here.
But both of them are students.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's
So, I
fine.
mean, I don't know who's living next door to us yet.
Someone.
Someone.
Might
But at the moment, they are both
be.
houses. So.
Yeah, Stockbridge is, but then yeah, it don't. So I gotta live. I gotta take a grand out of my savings to live there for a month, and then when there's new the maintenance zone comes in, I've got to put a grand back in the savings.
It'll be hard. Look at you.
It will be. It'll be literally scavenging to find money to probably sell clothes to just to live. Okay. But then it this is the thing about like uni, weirdly, it sounds so rubbish, but it all brings you up to life now. Like you get to learn into to live in a new house and you know, because what I is another thing about education I don't understand is why do they not teach you about taxes? Why do they not teach you about insurance and stuff like all the taxes you've got to pay and
That's what they
why do
should
they not
do.
teach you about
That
that?
should be part of the
Yeah.
curriculum.
And you learn like no one knows, everyone, you know, you get it from your mum and dad, but then you when you get kids, you teach them themselves. But it's like it should be
But
like
not
a
everyone's fortunate enough to have a blizzy mum and dad, and that's what's
that's
horrible.
the thing, yeah.
But
That's a thing, yeah.
I definitely think I would have benefited way more learning about being self-employed and paying out taxes and all that sort of stuff, because I ain't got a clue about it. And I haven't had a
No.
clue about it until I've had to actually go for it myself. So,
You learn it when it happens
yeah.
in a way. Yeah.
And although it is fucking hard, and it is hard budgeting and having no money at all, there's been times where I have had no money throughout first year, and I've lived off my tips
Just
through my.
stay in.
I've
Yeah,
literally lived off
just
like pound coins, like oh,
yeah.
pound coin here. Pound coin there, that'll get me some bread,
Is
yeah, but it's great and I love it and I'm glad that we're on this university experience together, Connor. But yeah, it's a lot budgeting, but hopefully if you are coming to university and you are watching this podcast, we have give you some sort of heads up to save all your pennies.
it'll be pennies and pounds and
Yeah, shop at
our
Aldi, not with you.
liver.
Try and avoid to bring in your car, use your legs, and
Walk.
walk everywhere. Avoid
All to the bus is
Ubers.
free.
Yeah, but the bus is shit.
The bus never came to Stockbridge.
I hate the bus.
Until six.
You don't want to be a bus wanker, do you?
Nah, bus won't. No.
Good. Right, Connor, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much for having me.
On Don't Settle Piddle.
Love it. I love it. Thank you very
Lovely.
much.
I'm happy to have you on. Thank you.
I'm anywhere. Socials, official Con
Oh yes,
Haynes.
we need to plug your socials.
Plug my socials in.
Yes, I'll put them all on the screen and all in the description box so people can hit you up. Give him a follow. Give
Them a follow. Give me a follow.
him a follow.
I'll say hello.
Give him a little DM.
Hello.
Right, and we will see you very soon. Well, I will see you very soon when I'm back in
Yes, I'll
Scotland.
see you in the new year.
In the new academic year.
Woo-hoo.
Woo. Right, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Later. Bye.
Bye. Don't settle, that's it for this week's episode. Hopefully that gave you some sort of information as to whether or not you want to come to uni, whether or not you'd be better off working full time. Because it is fucking hard. Like budgeting your money is really hard, especially when you go from full-time work into fucking full-time education. It's really hard. And when everything else is just really fucking expensive at the moment as well. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you've got any more suggestions for the University Diaries, then let me know. But of course, I can film a whole new one when we get into semester one again of second year and update you with everything that's going on then. But any ideas, if you want to get on the podcast, let me know and we can sort out an episode. That's fine. But yeah, thank you so much and I will see you again soon with a brand new episode. Bye. Don't settle, settle.